Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. Burp, burp.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, Todd, what time did you land? What time did you get back from Denver last night?
The Southwest flight actually arrived 7 minutes early at 11:48 p.m.
Oh, man.
Why'd you take the well, I know you always take that late flight, then you shouldn't bitch about it, by the way.
Oh, no, no, no. But here were my options.
Okay.
All right. First of all, well, I could have left at 3:25, but that would have entailed leaving the ski hill about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, to get there, and it was my last day of the season. I didn't want to quit it. It was good yesterday, so I didn't want to quit at 11 o'clock. So the other options were you can leave at 6. It's like, oh, that's pretty good. Oh, but I got to go through St. Louis, and you'll get home a little after midnight.
Oh.
Okay, what are my other options? Well, you can leave at 6:20. Ah, well, that sounds good. Well, but you got to go through Vegas, and you'll get home at 12:15. Now, or you can sit around with your thumb up your ass in Denver and leave at 9:30 and get home at 11:55 because it's a nonstop flight. So that's what I did.
I would have waited for that one.
I suppose I would have waited for that one,
too. Well, thumb up your ass and a cocktail in hand, right? Were you afraid to get too drunk last night?
Oh, no, no. The drinking was sporadic throughout yesterday.
Sporadic,
yeah.
Whatever. With the thumb up his ass.
Whatever that word is. Yeah, but I took a nice nap yesterday afternoon.
Man, you're making a cool work, guy. We'll start early this morning. Yeah. Monday morning.
Sporadic.
Right at 6. Sporadic. Okay.
So it's nasally, sporadic.
Whatever.
Sporadic.
You said sporadic or
sporadic.
Sporadic.
And we all just like jackals on each other.
Yeah.
When we make one mistake. You know?
2 minutes in on Monday morning.
Spore what?
But we may have to redefine Southwest first class because.
What happened?
Row 9D. Now, I was on one of those brand new ones. It's the 737 MAX 8.
Okay.
And you know, in the older Southwest planes, the rows are kind of staggered. They're not exactly across.
Yeah, just a little bit. A little bit, right?
Well, in the 737 MAX 8, they are exactly across from each other.
All right, interesting.
So, Isle Donkey looks at the row ABC first.
Right.
Except all of those dudes were asleep.
Okay.
So, they didn't get served, but I think they would have if any of them were awake. Because he looked at them first, and he was about to say something, realized they were all asleep, and then turned to me and took my drink order.
All right.
So I don't know what goes on the 737 MAX 8. It may be row 8. I wrote 9.
I don't know. Like
ABC.
I said, my buddy, he sends me a text pretty much twice a week. He flies for business, and it's always a picture of 9, whatever you're at.
9D.
Yeah, he's always
Yeah, he might flight, be on a couple of the old, one of the yeah. older planes.
Right, right.
Because there's a 737.
He might like 9D. He's
700.
He's a gay dude, man.
And
yeah.
a 737-800, I think.
He's a gay friend of mine. He might like 9D. I'm sure he's listening right now.
You know? 9Ds or Ds?
Oh, I don't know. I'm throwing it out there. He's listening right now, man. Speaking of skin, Mr. Skin, a little later on this morning, going to phone the program. Nick's here. Well, Nick's always here for that, but that's a dumb one. We had a cool email from a guy that he's kind of bragging about having sex on shrooms, but I love at the end of it, he goes, Nick might be my favorite person. So that guy's,
That's
cool. And it's also, yeah. but you know who you are, so kind of scary when
your
people
favorite,
think.
Yeah. His favorite human. Yeah. It makes me feel bad for the, oh, the, that
for
guy.
Him. Yeah. yeah. That's what I mean for that
That's
guy,
the ranking.
Right? That is ranking.
Although,
is Nick's his favorite human.
You got to get out there a little bit, man.
It's a big shroom. You can read it.
I mean, he finished 3 times in one night on
Yeah, that's
shrooms.
A little bragging. But he's also, he was in his 20s.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
And it was strange.
That has something to do with it.
That has a lot to do with it.
20 strange, he can finish 3 times.
And he'd just
night.
Seen Alice in Chains, so obviously yeah. he was real worked up. The aphrodisiac that is Alice in Chains. They got a lot of love songs, man.
Shrooms.
Yeah. Is this the Central Nebraska Progressive?
Yes.
That's him.
In my 20s, Alice in Chains, Pinewood Bowl in Lincoln. My friend's wife snuck a bunch of mushrooms inside her bra. We all tripped. And fantastic. Tons of weed outdoors. Security didn't give an F. I literally took a hit off a joint while making eye contact with security 5 feet away. While there, I picked up a chick that was a friend of a friend. She took me to her place, and we proceeded to bang multiple times over a couple of hours. She was playing great music at full volume. Keep in mind, there's shrooming here. There was a big, loud thunderstorm going on outside. It was super trippy, but very hot. Some of the best sex I've ever had. I was able to finish 3 different times. Needless to say, I not only was able to perform on the shrooms, but I performed fantastically during the duration. Thanks for doing what you do and speaking up for us libtards here in Red Country. Yeah. Nick might just be my favorite human.
I took it seriously until the end.
Yeah.
But it was funny. That's your favorite. He just describes this big shroom trip.
Did you just get hit on?
So I want to know this, Todd. You guys have done shrooms and I haven't, and I would like to know, can shrooms do what alcohol does? Are the things called shroom goggles? Like, does this dude know what she looked like?
Oh. Was she shrooms hot?
Yes.
Is that what you're wondering?
I'm just saying, was he too wasted to find out she's not purdy?
Well, I mean,
by the way, in his definition, obviously, I don't piss anybody off. Everybody has their own definition of who's good looking, who's not. I get it. But whatever, you know. The girls all look better at closing time. Is
he was
same
hot enough
shrooms?
To bang 3 times in one night, so.
It doesn't mean he's not. I mean, he could be wasted the whole time, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I assume
he was. Her face might be a little off, you know.
Sex on shrooms is insane to me. It's like, you try to avoid looking in a mirror when you're on shrooms.
That's what I mean.
Not that
that's
sex, but you could. Hey, it seems like it would just be overwhelming.
You're looking in a mirror when you're having sex at yourself, you know. Of course, if you're by yourself, that's what you're doing.
No, even in college, you know, when I was at peak shroom, I don't think I was ever in that mindset. I don't think shrooms ever made me horny. I don't recall getting laid or having sex on shrooms or any kind of hallucinogen while I was in college.
I don't think
certainly the last few times I've tripped, I wasn't thinking about that. And it didn't make alcohol will make me horny, but shrooms, no.
And it appeared that
never felt that on
the person you would have had sex with here recently found you highly annoying while you were on shrooms. So that getting laid was not an option.
No.
It's kicking in.
Hey, Christy, guess what?
I would assume if there's shroom sex that both people have to be tripping.
It would probably help.
Yes.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of drugs, Puss was out and about this past weekend. You were broadcasting live at a smoke shop in our hometown of Omaha.
Yeah.
And you sent a text to us about how juvenile this country is when it comes to this, how you can't say the word bongs, water pipes.
Nope.
And it's just so juvenile and stupid.
Yes.
You know, in fact, I found out this week, I'll let you tell your story quickly, but I'm sure this pissed off our buddy Jim Sucks, but this had something to do with weed. Biden tweeted out, "I'm urging all governors to pardon prior state offenses of simple possession of marijuana. No one needs to be in a federal prison solely due to marijuana. No one should be in local jail, local prison, blah, blah, blah." And I retweeted that, and I said, yeah, legalize it. And then, of course, there were some Russian bots showed up and said, what about gateway drug? And they're all Russian bots. But obviously, drug. Our listeners are pro. Even they don't smoke weed, they're pro-legalized weed because it should be legalized. But we should be able to say, I want a bong. I want a pipe.
Nope.
What'd you have to say, Puss?
Functional glass art. Was the term in the
I'd never heard that
in the copy that I was given. Yes.
Tell you explained in Minneapolis, you had to say
a one hitter.
You wanted a one hitter, right?
Yeah. And so I just told the guy I want to I need a one hitter, and then he gave me the old stink eye.
Like, oh, no, don't say that.
You can't say that. So, all right, I need
the old stink eye.
About a 4-inch cylindrical object from which I can smoke tobacco. Oh, we have several of those. Yeah,
yeah,
right this way.
Well, this place I was at, they had a fantastic selection of functional glass art.
Right, right.
But boy, don't say pipes and bongs.
No. No, no, no. What a bunch of stupid rules.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Who makes those stupid rules?
Governments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a old white men that hate weed, or young white men that hate weed in suits and, you know, double chins and Republican.
Do they sit around?
That's who makes these laws, man.
In the legislature and figure out what verbiage is okay and what's not?
I think the legislature says what's illegal to sell so that they have to call it something else on the other end.
Okay.
Yeah, they really probably just say what you can't say, and everybody else has to come up with creative terminology to get the point across without saying those words.
I didn't realize that was still happening, because I remember, early 2000s or whatever, being in a store, there would be a list of don't ask for this. Right. And it was just a lengthy list. Well, I haven't seen a sign like that in a
Well, first
shop
of all,
they
should not.
It's like we have to
speak. The people in the store should not yell at you.
No.
They should not yell at you for saying, listen, I want a bong. Oh, you can't say that. Say this. Don't be like a stink eye. I mean, you're not a cop. You're walking in there. You're just a customer. You should be able to ask for it. It's called a bong. We get it. We know what that is.
I don't know if it's still this way, but I know in the past.
They shouldn't yell at you or look at you like you ruined their business by saying it out loud.
Listen, you have to say it this way.
That's fine. Yeah. But don't yell. You said I know people have gotten yelled at by saying that. Oh,
well,
Jesus.
Again, I don't know.
I'm worried they're a narc.
I don't know if it's
but
in the past, I think sometimes stores had to throw you out if you asked for those things.
I've heard that too. Right.
You know, it was just a hassle for them. Like, oh no, you got to leave. You can't.
But it reminds me of the old days. You know, when we first started smoking weed, how we would have to come up with code words.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Herman going to be there? Yeah, Herman will be there. Okay.
Then there was a guy lying, was all stoned. Who the hell's Herman, man? I haven't met that dude.
Yeah, you're going to need
weed, you mean?
Right.
Oh, it's out loud.
All right, you're going to need to give Herman $25.
which guy's Herman? All right. Yeah, so I did retweet out there's places to go sign for the medical marijuana petition they're trying to get on in Nebraska. I'm not sure if Kansas has one of those or not, but if that gets on the ballot, that'll get people out there. So I retweeted that too at TNT Radio Empire. Yeah, sign that up.
Right. I think they're doing that all over the state too.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because they need, 78,000 signatures? Something like that.
Yeah. Mr. Skin joins us today. A little later on this morning. All the regulars this week, right, Bush?
Yeah. Tomorrow we are talking to actor Ted McGinley.
I love Ted, man.
Love him.
Yeah.
Walsh will be here. And then Wednesday, Cameron will be here, and we're talking to comedian Nikki Glaser.
She's coming to town, right?
Yeah.
Yes. She has a show that she's pimping is what we've got her for, but I'll have to check out her tour schedule.
I thought she was doing a theater show.
I think she's going to be at the Steelhouse here.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right. And where are you at this week, Nick?
Friday night, I'll be at RD's place in Fremont, and Saturday night, Buffalo Joe's in Smithland, Iowa.
All right, go check out Nick later on this week. And come on back with us next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.